All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey, baby loves. Welcome back to the show.
Yes.
Another week.
Right. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. What did I do this weekend?
Your extended weekend.
Oh, your 3-day weekend. Thank God for that. Mm-hmm. Man, even the work from home, like, you be needing breaks from that, too. So, yes, definitely mm-hmm. enjoyed the 3-day weekend.
Yes.
What did I do this weekend? Oh, Saturday, we were working. Mm-hmm. Went to get a plant. Plants are fucking expensive.
They really are.
Like, they are not cheap. And so this better stay alive. This plant better not die on me. Rode down PCH.
Come on.
Which was beautiful.
Yeah, listened to some oldies, drank some margaritas.
Yes, those canned margaritas. What brand were those?
Cold Water.
Cold water margaritas in the can are so good.
Or crisp water. Let me see.
They come in a can. We got them at CVS.
I have it in here.
They were 12% alcohol. Ooh. Oh, I have it in my phone too.
Cut water. That's okay. What they are. Cut water margaritas. The lime margarita. It's really cool because, you know, they have other things too. They have a whiskey mule. They have vodka and like tonic, Bloody Mary in a can already. So the lime margarita tastes authentic as fuck.
Yes, it has tequila with natural lime and orange and triple sec.
If I would have just had a little bit of lime across the rim and salt. Put it in some salt.
It was authentic. It was good.
Those will be good for like a backyard boogie. Put them in an ice chest. Have some nice cups.
Yeah, pretty good. So, yeah, that was my weekend. Sunday, chilled.
What today, did I do on Sunday?
Today, chilled and got some barbecue.
I feel like I had the exact weekend, but I don't know what I did on Sunday.
Went to Wilk's house.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Went to my sister's.
Yeah, that was my weekend. Pretty cool.
Same.
Quarantine clean.
Yeah. So, another weekend in the house, but yes. Things are opening up.
Things are opening up in California. I just read that they're opening up all of the shopping stores with social distancing. So we will be able to not have to order everything online. You can just go pick up your things if you need them, which is going to be convenient for sure. Thank God.
Not like we got anywhere to go, but
we probably will soon.
Hopefully.
Have somewhere to go.
Hopefully.
They're opening up parks. Like I saw in San Francisco, they have parks open and they had, which was so cute to me, circles that were 6 feet apart. Mm. So like marking where you can sit.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody was distancing.
Cute.
At the park.
Okay.
Venice Beach was lit. We were over there and it looked pretty cracking.
Oh my God. Santa Monica.
It looked cracking. No, we were at Venice at that point.
Oh really? Santa Monica was popping too.
We weren't by Santa Monica Beach.
We didn't go into Santa Monica?
We were in Santa Monica at the plant store, but when we got to the beach, it was Venice.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah. So, but Santa Monica probably was lit the way Venice was. But Venice had opened up their parking lots, and a lot of the other beaches were closed. Parking lots were closed. So, yeah. New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, this segment of our show is where we dish a little tea about pop culture, you know, things happening. And some things happened this week. So, what happened?
I seen that Quavo got his diploma.
Quavo did. He got his GED. I didn't even know that he wasn't a high school graduate this whole time.
My nigga, at this point, I wouldn't even give a fuck. To be completely honest, me personally, like, you're making money. You're making that high school diploma ain't gonna get you nowhere.
I think it was just a personal goal.
Understandable.
You know what I'm saying? Like, probably like this. I mean, he is dating Sweetie, who's a USC graduate. Maybe she was like, get your GED, boo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got time.
It's not that hard. I wouldn't be thinking twice.
It's not that hard to get it. And probably, like, if I have kids and I'm telling them to finish their education, like, I want to have my piece of paper, too.
Yeah. But then that's when you can pull the black parent and do as I say, not as I do.
Dead.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
school, I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's
no, I don't see anything wrong with it. But school has taken on such a different meaning now, you know? The concept and the value of formal education just changed.
But high school is basic. That you need that. Now college.
Do you optional. Really?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, because first of all, he happened to be a rapper, right? But everybody else doesn't have the luck of being a rapper or in a profession like his. So to get a basic job, you may not need a college degree, but you do need a high school one.
I don't know. They don't even. I mean, you know what? I haven't got a regular job.
Graduating high school is very basic. Complete high school.
It is basic. I think you should. Like, but I'm just saying, like, at this point, bruh, I wouldn't have been thinking twice about it. I'd have been like, we living good, eating shrimp and lobster.
Dead.
Caviar. I'd be like, fuck that.
And he's
shit.
Really an advocate for the youth. Like, he does the Quavo Day at the high school. He does a lot. He's really hands on with the youth.
He probably, so his spirit was probably in turmoil.
His reason is probably way deeper.
His spirit was probably in turmoil that you going back and talking to these kids and you ain't got your paperwork.
Yeah, I think it was a good move for him.
Either way.
So, congratulations to Quavo for getting his GED.
And the class of 2020.
Yes. If you are part of the class of 2020 and you listen to this podcast, congratulations. These fireworks.
My dog is probably at home tripping. Lord Jesus Christ.
I see those are still being sold. Essential item. So anyway.
What else happened?
Doja Cat has been canceled by the internet. So Doja is in a heap of shit. She's in a heap of shit. Videos resurfaced of her in this white chat room that is supposedly a group that is for white supremacists. And she was in there calling people niggers and I guess being called a nigger as well. Also, she had a song from 2015 called, what was it called?
Didn't do something.
Let me see what it was called. I have it right here. Didn't do nothing. So basically, the didn't do nothing is also a racial slur that they use in that chat group that she was in. And so basically they were saying that they think that she was making a mockery of Sandra Bland, who we're really familiar with her story, who was killed by the police. Mm-hmm. So she's on the chopping block. They're like, Doja, we're done with you. And the thing is, bitch, you're black.
I'm not a Doja fan like that.
You are black.
And I'm about to take her song off the playlist that I created a while back.
What song was it?
Rules. So play with my don't play with my pussy, don't play with my emotions.
Oh.
We're not playing you at all. We're turning your music off. I don't like that now.
I
can deal with people having their little slip ups and stuff, but don't completely just
Don't sell yourself out.
Yeah, like what? Oh no.
And then you're saying I'm black, like, okay, yes, you are black, but do better and know better.
She's a happen
you
to
know
be
better
black.
And do better, Doja. So
somebody was like, I'm not surprised.
Like a Doja Cat song. I keep it juicy. It got played out.
Yeah, I know. You seen that meme where she was like hugged up with the guy who killed Drake. I mean, who shot Drake in Degrassi. You didn't watch Degrassi?
I didn't.
Well, the bully, the guy who was like being bullied at school, who shot, came to school with a gun and shot Drake, who shot Jimmy. She was like laid up under him and people were like, I wasn't surprised because he was kind of white and geeky and like long hair.
Dead.
And they're like, look at her and look at him in Doja.
The thing is, the moral of this story is things that you see on the internet will live and come back to haunt you. You really have to be careful about some of the things you said on the internet. And you know what? I know that I used to tweet some wild shit.
Oh, really?
So when we blow up, I hope they don't go digging up my shit. Like, actually,
what
cancel
the fuck
Britney.
Are you saying?
I don't know. Like, nothing like that at all. Nothing racial or nothing like that. But, you know, I used to just tweet more wild. So who knows what I said. Hopefully ain't nothing that can be pulled up and slapped against me because I've changed.
Is it if you still have a Twitter?
I've had my same Twitter since I started Twitter.
Right, I know. But do they dig up an account that used to be yours that you don't even have anymore? Or is it your same account?
They dig up anything. It could not be yours. It could have been yours. They find stuff.
How do they find this stuff from
years
back?
I don't
know
how these people find stuff.
Because you have to reach out to Twitter to get your old tweets, don't you?
No.
Not
necessarily.
Who do I know to
some
reach out to
do,
somebody
some
to
people
get their old tweets?
Do that, but you can get them other ways.
Mm.
So.
Shit. I'm like, damn, because I know after you go back so far, you can't even access them, right? Like, as a regular person on Twitter.
I don't even know. I don't know. I haven't even tried to go back and look at my old tweets, to be quite honest.
Mm.
So I don't know how far you can go back, but people are able to find this information on the internet.
Whew, be careful, y'all. Be careful with your tweets.
2015 wasn't that far away either. That was like 5 years ago, so.
I know, but think about somebody who's tweeting frequently daily. That's a long time.
Right, I've had my
ago,
Twitter for 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
So. You know, a lot of growth can happen in 10 years.
A lot of growth should happen in 10 years, so. Elevation.
Anyway, Doja.
Canceled.
She's the one who's been canceled this week. I'm like, girl, you got to be careful out here. What else?
Khloe Kardashian. Did y'all see her face, child? She looks like a new bitch. New bitch who this? I'm like, is that when I first seen that on the Shade Room, I'm like, there's no way that's Khloe Kardashian.
She does.
You know who? Okay,
What?
My take on surgery. Because you know what? Honestly, people are looking too different. Summer Walker, Summer also.
So do you think that is a problem with it in general or just if you start to really flip and tumble yourself?
I think it's problematic.
Because I've seen some subtle enhancements where it's like they still look like themselves, but it's like, like, you know what I mean? Like, you still look like yourself, like not like Khloe or even Summer Walker. I was actually just on this Instagram page where I guess they're using fillers. they like can like make enhancements with just fillers, like making a more structured jaw and all this other shit.
I think it's problematic. I know, I'm not saying that it doesn't sometimes come out looking fire.
It does.
I'm not negating the fact that you can get some great work done and it's like, oh wow, that really looked good. Whatever you did to your nose, whatever you did to your under eyes, whatever the fuck they be doing, that sometimes it can create like a more aesthetically pleasing look. Not denying that. But I think that plastic surgery is problematic.
It can definitely be problematic.
In the society that we live in, it's turning into something else, y'all. It's a whole different beast.
Yeah.
And yeah, it fucks with your self-esteem for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I think about people who might not be content with themselves because whatever they're seeing in the media and whatever looks like it's supposed to be,
which has been altered.
Yeah, the way you're supposed to look, and then maybe you don't have the resources to pay for it, and now you're like, "Oh, I don't have that. It's too much." It's problematic.
Yeah.
Love yourself, beautiful queens. I don't know what else to say. I don't know. It's yeah. just my take, but whatever.
Chloe looks. Look at this. Look at this.
I know. She looked like a little Shrek before, and now she looks
Oh, God. Look at
this. That's what they've been saying, but I love all women. Oh, I know. She don't even look like the same person over the years.
She doesn't look like herself now. She does not look like herself.
You know what? She has phases where she kind of looks like one and two.
She looked the same.
Three and four.
But look at the difference between one and six.
Oh, I know. She doesn't look like the same person at all.
And it's not like she looks bad. She just doesn't look the same.
Four and five look the most alike. That must have been the same year, same day. That's crazy. That is really wild as fuck.
Yeah, and this is a new normal. Just saying I don't like this and flipping and tumbling your whole face.
Like what?
And you know what kills me is they flip and tumble their faces to look like black women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn.
More exotic, more.
Fuller lip. You know what we look like, queens.
Right.
You know what we look like, and that kills me. Anyway, speaking of black,
okay,
Joe Biden went on the Breakfast Club this week and was speaking with Charlamagne, and you know Charlamagne has a way of bringing out the funk in people.
Yeah, he does. A little nasty sometimes.
He gets the thrill out of it. Yeah. He really does. Sometimes I just be like, Charlamagne, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But anyways, I don't know if it's him in particular, but they've been getting the politicians to come up there, the presidential candidates.
They
to
do
come
that
up
every
to the
year.
Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have Joe Biden for the primaries, but they got him up here.
Mm-hmm.
They got him up there, finally.
The virtual.
So basically, I'm sure you guys, or if you haven't, have probably seen Diddy saying that whoever the presidential candidate is that we elect, he needs to be buying the black vote, right? The black vote ain't free. What is your black agenda, basically? What's your plan for the black people?
Mm-hmm.
And Charlamagne was on that wave too, because every time someone came up there, Elizabeth Warren.
He always is like that, no matter what. Even when there's black candidates, like when we were way in the beginning, not Andrew Gilliam, that was for Florida. What was my guy's name?
Oh, Cory Booker.
Cory Booker, Sora Kamala.
Yeah.
When she was running and in the race, he was always like,
Elizabeth
"What's the
Warren?"
Yeah, what's he the really, black? What's
Elizabeth
your
Elizabeth Warren did have a black agenda.
What's your you know agenda for black voters? What
and
do
really
you
really wanted the reparations?
Yeah, he wants to know.
He wanted the reparations,
and he always says he votes in his interest. Like, so he wants to know what the fuck are you bringing to the table?
Yes. So that's what he was asking Joe. He was agreeing with Diddy. And basically asking Joe, like, you know, what the fuck is up? And so anyways, when they were closing out their talk, go listen to that interview if you want to get the full tea. But when they were closing out their talk, Joe Biden goes on to say, if we're voting for Trump, we ain't black. And I'm like, Joe, he said it in a joking way, but it's like, Joe, shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up. But I've been hearing people saying that we need to hold the black vote. And actually, we don't need to hold the black vote, because if we end up stuck with Trump, we're doomed.
For holding the black vote.
It's like at this point, the lesser of the two evils. That's how I'm looking at it. And I'm going to go ahead and give my vote to Biden, because what else can I do?
Right.
What else can I do? That's not who I voted for. We ain't going to get all political, but that ain't who I voted for initially.
Period, poo.
I wasn't voting for him. But anyway, yeah. Don't hold your vote. Vote.
Still got a little time. So
they're mailing our ballots. Aren't we doing the mail-in?
Oh, we are, huh?
That's what I heard. They're supposed God to be mailing in. They're supposed to be doing our, we're all supposed to be doing, I was already signed up for mail-in, but we're supposed to all be doing mail-in. The polls were sick, though, for the primaries.
That was that a primary? Is that what that's called?
Wasn't that what it was?
And then it's general election?
Yes.
Okay. It wouldn't have, I mean, it was more, it was the most that I've seen people show up for a primary, but I did a little cheat code, so it wasn't that bad for me. But anywho,
what was your, oh yeah,
I when did I signed too. Up and did that little QRC code.
I did that too for the first time.
Yeah, I'm like,
I think
okay.
This might have been the first time they did that.
That worked out well. So.
So that's our tea for the week.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
What you all need to do and what needs to work out well is making sure that you're submitting your ratings and reviews. You're mailing in those ballots, mail in your ratings and reviews.
Yes.
Send them in.
Send them in.
Send them
the
in.
The ratings and reviews help our show stay alive and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So we really appreciate everyone who has taken the time to leave a rating and a review. We don't.
Thank you.
We don't take you for granted.
Mm-mm.
But if you haven't, we're looking at
then
you.
Then we're judging you.
And we're expecting you to come through and leave one. So let's read our review of the week. This comes from BMill23. She says, "This is the one. I stumbled upon this podcast because I was looking for someone that sounded like me, talked like me, and had good content.
The walk it like I talk it.
There you go. This is the one. No matter the episode, I always walk away with something relatable and useful. Just the right amount of edginess, class, and style.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to Germany and Britney is like having a girl's night every time I tune in. I have recommended this podcast to all my friends, my sisters, and even posted it on my Facebook. It's official. I'm hooked, and trust me, you will be hooked too."
There you go. Girl's night complete with pink panties.
I love these reviews when you guys go into detail.
We love a pink panty. So, what was I going to say? Okay, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us over there.
Yeah.
Also, Patreon. Join us over on Patreon. It's getting lit.
It is.
Okay, so Patreon is a platform that we're currently using to garner monetary support from our community. It's a way that we can have more intimate, detailed conversations with you all and connect on a deeper level over there.
Yeah.
We have so much extra bonus content, extra mm-hmm. episodes. We're currently hosting a book club, and we've been meeting on Zoom every week to chat about the episode.
Yes.
A safe space for us to just connect and commune with one another mm-hmm. and just go deeper into the things that we talk about here over there.
Yeah.
So
if you would like to support us on Patreon, that information is down in the show notes.
It goes down.
And let us shout out our patrons for the week. You guys have came over.
It's lit.
So we have Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Briera,
what a cute name.
Dez.
Hey, Dez.
Keisha edited her pledge.
Come on, Keisha.
Leah,
what's good?
Lee. Simone.
Simone, hey girl.
Sierra.
Hey.
This. Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
Natasia. Ariana.
Hey, Ariana.
Asia,
what's good?
Unique.
Hey, Unique girl.
And Jeronique.
Hey, Unique Jeronique.
Twins. Unique and Jeronique.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the gang.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate you all for joining us over on Patreon. So happy to have you.
Yes. So now last week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So last week's episode was episode 143. Damn, I can't believe we've been doing this for 143 episodes.
We've been doing it.
Almost 150.
Yeah.
So last week we talked about relationships and putting them in review while we explored Venus retrograde. So the affirmation that we shared was, "I make good use of my past experiences and learned lessons through the process of retrospection." So in last week's episode, we chatted about Venus retrograde. We discussed using that time, or this time because it's currently going on, to uncover the hidden places of our relationships, discuss our values, beauty, and our money.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot going on in Venus retrograde. Speaking of which, we mentioned that exes might pop up, and y'all know mine did.
Yeah, mine's popped up.
But I'll talk about that on Patreon.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it over there.
I'll talk about it over
in detail
on
because they can listen here.
Mm-hmm.
They can easily click play and listen. Ha ha, you're not getting no tea. Anyway, so this week.
This week's episode.
This week we are doing what we did before,
mm-hmm.
taking a little lighthearted approach, mm-hmm. and we have a couple of Reddit letters that we want to dish tea about.
Yeah.
You guys seem to enjoy the last Reddit letter, so we said, why not?
Yeah, maybe we'll go live and talk about them again if y'all in the mood.
Yeah, so
we'll see how it goes. Okay, so first one.
Put it on us, Ja Rule and Lita.
That used to be my jam.
Yeah.
So the question is, would I be the asshole if I did not give inheritance to my husband's kids who hated him since his divorce? So this says, made a throwaway so, because this may be controversial. So essentially, this is a throwaway account so nobody can track her ass.
Okay. You know, we don't like to be judged.
Yeah, we just want to throw the tea out with no connection.
Yeah.
So 30 years ago, my husband and his wife divorced because of an affair his wife has been having for 5 years up that point. She meant up to that
up
point.
Up to that point. Yeah.
They already had two children and a third coming. After the divorce, my husband was broke. The ex took the kids, the house, but my husband negotiated with her and pretty much gave her everything in exchange for him not to have to pay alimony.
Okay.
That was a smart move on his part because not longer after we met, he took up a position working in IT. He climbed up the ladder and soon, within 15 years, became a regional IT director within a large company. He earned a lot and soon started investing smartly into several areas of his interest. Overall, he has made about $10 million for himself and only to himself since we had a prenup. Meanwhile, all of this, he had been attempting to contact his children and had been denied. The husband did not blame the children as they probably had a terrible image of him given by their mother, but nevertheless, he gave up on having a relationship with them because none tried to make it work. Not long ago, my husband had passed away due to an illness and left me and my two children the inheritance. I inherited $8 million and my children inherited $1 million each and a hefty amount in shares. I was saddened by his passing since I loved him dearly, but then I received a text from an unknown number, then from two others. Long story short, their mothers broke down from guilt after hearing about my husband's death and told her children that she had lied this whole time. Now they are trying to contact me and attempting to say that they deserve a share of the inheritance. They are telling me how much they didn't know about him, and had they known, they certainly would have let them back into their lives. I understand that they were under an illusion made up by their mother, but I feel like they don't deserve a cent. So, would I be the asshole?
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts,
feelings and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
And you know what? The first time I read this, and when we chatted about it, it seemed ambiguous, but reading it here, there's clarification that he says, the husband did not blame the children, as they probably had a terrible image of him given by their mother. But nevertheless, he gave up on having a relationship with them. So he knew that it probably isn't their fault. So this is my perspective. My perspective is, hell no, we won't go. The money stays with me, Jack. No, I'm not giving the kids a damn thing, because this is the thing. The husband has gone through measures to allocate this money accordingly. He's given his two children by his current wife $1 million each, and he's given his wife $8 million. He's decided how the money should go, given that he knows that it's not the kids' fault that he doesn't know them. It's definitely the mom's fault. He would have wanted a relationship. Nonetheless, it didn't happen, and it is what it is. If he wanted to leave them something in the event that they would show up, or even in the event that they didn't, just to make sure that it was the kitty was dispensed and it was the way it was supposed to go, he would have done that. He would have said, here's a little portion over to the side for my kids. If they come back, whatever the fuck, whatever, you know. But now it's on the wife to have some sort of moral obligation about what would have, should have, could have happened. No, I'm sorry. I'll let you know about your father, but at this point, the money has nothing to do with you. It's not yours. You're not entitled to it. And if the money was hanging in the balance and there was no way that it was allocated and it was just like in a trust, it needed to be divided up, lawyers were involved, then okay, I can
see
how.
They ain't involved yet.
No, they ain't going to be involved because he's already decided. He left the money to how he wanted it to be left. If it wasn't left that way, then okay, then they might be entitled just given the fact of birthright. But the husband has already decided where the money's going and how it's going to be split. Sorry, kids.
So I don't
blame your mother.
So to answer the question, I don't think that she's an asshole for not giving them, any money.
No, I don't.
But I also don't think that there's anything wrong with giving them some money either.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrong if she feels like she should, but she doesn't. And she just wants somebody to validate her feelings. That's why she's saying, is she an asshole? Because she doesn't feel they deserve anything. I don't think it's on her heart to give it to them. She's saying that now they're going back and forth because they're coming to her saying they deserve it based on what they now know about their father.
I mean, technically, they should have gotten something from the father.
Period.
They should have gotten something from the father because, listen, this is my thing.
Your daddy didn't leave it. That's what I've been and said. You know what? It wasn't left in the will, y'all.
This is my thing. He said that.
And I wouldn't have been telling him how much he left me and my kids. He didn't leave you anything is what I would have said. There was nothing left for you all.
Right. Anyway, he said that he reached out to the kids and they denied him or whatever. And he understands because what their mom mm-hmm. told them.
Mm-hmm.
One, I want to know at what age did that happen?
I don't know.
And it's not the kids' responsibility to form a relationship with you. It's the parents' responsibility to form a relationship with you. So the father could have been more persistent with trying to form a relationship with them.
We don't know how long that went on, though.
It could go on forever, as long as you're alive and the kids are alive.
Yeah, so then that's why it's
even more. It could go on forever until my dad reached out to me. I said, who the hell are you calling? And he didn't stop there.
This is the thing.
And I'm an adult.
I don't know how long it went on. I'm saying that ultimately, if that was the case, then the dad should have left whatever money he wanted, rather they came and got it or not.
I'm saying outside of the money being left, he should have been persistent with forming a relationship with the children. Period.
Maybe so, yeah.
He should have been persistent, and then maybe there's some money would have been left because he would have had a relationship with them and would have understood that it wasn't them who just hated them just because they hated him because of the lies that their mom told him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm faulting the dad here for not being the adult and the father and trying to foster a relationship with the children. That's who I'm faulting because he could have fostered a relationship and left them some money.
Right, but since that didn't happen, now they're saying if we would have known what our relationship with our dad would have been, surely we would have had a relationship. We are entitled to some of the money too, some of the inheritance.
I want some.
No.
I want a penny.
I get it. And I can give you a penny, but there will be nothing else. I want
however many pennies equals 500,000. And I'll leave you
alone. No. And that's what I would be and like, I'll girl, I'm sorry alone. He didn't leave you anything. I am
she's
sorry.
Not, this is my thing. She's not obligated, but it would be nice if she did.
Yeah, it might be nice.
It would be nice if she was like, you know what? I understand. Here's
what?
I'm saying it would be nice.
It would be a cold day in hell.
It wouldn't be wrong.
It wouldn't be either way.
It would be nice. I didn't say it would be right. I'm saying it would be nice. It wouldn't be wrong.
It would be nice for them because the whole thing is she's already straight. She got her Skrilla. I would be like, I am very sorry that this happened like this, that you guys wasted, you know, that this memory of your dad, there was no way for you guys to come to a conclusion of what the relationship could have been, that there was no resolve.
And the mom was dead wrong.
Yeah, that's what I would be like. You got to take that up with your mama, Pookie.
The mom was really foul for turning those kids against her husband.
And now look, she done messed up their ability to get some coin. He done garnered $10 million over 15 years. And y'all ain't getting a goddamn cent. Yeah. So don't bang my line asking me to do the right thing. Get out of here, Spike Lee.
I want to know how old these kids are, too. Because what if they're, you know,
he said that they have to be in their 30s at least.
Kids have no control.
Or in their late 20s because they got divorced 30 years ago.
Divorced?
30 years ago. So hell no. Get your grown ass out of here. I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all.
And they had a third coming. So the third coming was really didn't have no say. So that's mm-mm. sad.
Yeah, it is sad. The mama did that. But now I'm sorry I can't give you my money.
As a 30-year-old, I would be like, what? There was an inheritance left? I could use that money.
Of course you would. Then I would be looking at my mom like, Mom, why would you do this? Now look at us. We could have been $1 million richer. $1 million each richer. No. And his poor dad, he didn't decide how he wanted the money to be left. So I'm laughing to the bank. I am.
Well, that's that on that. What's the next one?
Let us know what y'all think.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
She says she feels they don't deserve a cent. Like, I feel like they do deserve a cent. She said she felt like they don't deserve a cent. I think they do deserve a cent. It's, he didn't leave one, but they deserved it. Because it wasn't their fault. Why do the other kids deserve it? Just because they had a relationship with him? I'm your child.
Nigga, we ain't talked. Like,
I don't care. I'm your child, and technically, as my father, you should have been providing care for me throughout my life.
Which is what I was trying to do. Which is what I was trying to do.
But you didn't, though. You didn't try hard enough.
Okay, but if money wasn't the factor, then this wouldn't be an issue.
It would be an issue. I still would be like, my father should have been here. Period.
I don't think it's necessarily a deserve. I don't think there's a deserve or an entitlement. Because honestly, this is already sticky. He was trying to do the right thing.
But didn't.
It's not that he didn't. He couldn't.
He could if he
how
tried.
Can you? We don't. How you know? How you know? Speaking for this dead man.
How you know he tried?
I'm going off what the story says, that he attempted to make relationship with them.
Of course she's going to pay. Listen to the person who's telling the story.
Oh my God.
We have
God.
To see this from both sides. Of course. She's going to be like, he tried and all this, like, because she's painting the picture to say, am I a asshole? As far as
I don't think it's necessarily a deserve.
Not.
I don't think. It would be nice if they got it, but it's not necessarily a deserve. Okay, so.
So the other kids didn't deserve it either?
Hmm?
Did the other kids deserve it? Deserve a million?
They already had a rapport in the house. It's fucked up that
did
the mom.
Did they deserve a million, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fucked up that the mom did that to the dad?
No.
It's fucked up. Okay, so they should just get it just because?
Yep.
Then why didn't he leave it?
Reparations.
Why didn't he leave it?
I don't know why he didn't leave it. And that's a problem.
Well, he didn't leave it. So I would be like, honestly, y'all, I'm gonna take myself out of it. Take it up with your father. That's what I would say. Take it up with him, and y'all gonna have to talk about it in spirit. Take it up with him, and you're gonna have to talk about it in spirit, because there's no money for me to give.
You don't talk. You will be talking as well.
There's no money for me to give, y'all. I'm not coming up off my Skrilla. Okay, so. And now people going to think I'm the asshole.
And they probably won't.
All right, so here it goes. Am I the asshole for taking away my friend's spare key after she went into my house without permission? Story goes as such. So my best friend and I swap keys to our houses in case of emergency. We can get into each other's houses. We've never had to use them except for once. She forgot her keys at home and I let her in. Anyway, over the weekend, my boyfriend went to visit his mother and I went grocery shopping for the first time in like 4 weeks. So the house was empty. My boyfriend and I have some BDSM stuff in the bedroom that we didn't put away because we were lazy and didn't think anyone would see, since no one was coming over. Not anything super insane, just a pair of handcuffs and a rope. Anyway, when I got home, my friend was just in my house, sitting in the dining room. No warning. She didn't tell me. I was completely blindsided. I asked her why she was in my house, and she said she had lost a necklace the last time she was here and waited until everyone was gone to socially distance. But then, if entering my house without permission wasn't enough, she started lecturing me on the BDSM stuff and how it was degrading, and I shouldn't let my boyfriend do that to me. We've never really agreed on kinky sex in the past when we talked about it, so we had agreed just not to bring it up. But also, I'm not the one having stuff done to me. My boyfriend is the sub. I, of course, couldn't tell her this because I didn't want to embarrass my boyfriend. I was super pissed, and I took her key and told her to not bother contacting me unless it was to apologize for violating my privacy. She said it wasn't fair to take my key back, but I just pushed her out the door and didn't listen because I was so mad. She's been texting me how she didn't mean it as a violation of privacy, and she was just getting her necklace and happened to see, but was worried for me. I talked to one of my other friends about it, and she said that I should just let it go and move on, and that while I'm in the right, I'm being too uptight about it. I don't think that this is just a let it go and move on type of thing. Am I overreacting here? Am I the asshole?
No. I don't think she's the asshole because, listen. Yes, we do have keys to each other's home, but common courtesy, even if you want to practice social distancing, is saying, hey, I left my necklace over there. Can you see if you see it and put it up for me in the mailbox and I'll come grab it? Or do you mind if I come over when you're not there and come look for it? But you just decide to pull up with nothing, no warning, no nothing, no common courtesy. And then on top of that, see shit you wasn't supposed to see. And then you're trying to lecture me. Look, if you think that BDSM is degrading, you don't partake in it. But it's nothing wrong with it if I think that I like the shit. I think it's cool. Like, you think it's degrading? Don't get your ass bent over whipped, or don't whip and bend over nobody or choke. But let me do it, because it's not degrading to me.
We like it.
Period.
The weird the thing is, like,
make it hurt.
The thing is, all I did was go to the grocery store, bitch. Like, what? I thought she was out of town on a trip. Like, that would hit different. Like, girl.
And how do you know that I'm not at home? That's another thing. Like, how do you know that I'm not at home if you didn't even call and be like, are you at home or right?
Maybe we didn't get the full tea. Maybe she just gave the generic. Because I'm like, only way you coming in my house without a key is if I'm really not home, nowhere around.
You mean with the key?
Yeah, only way you coming in with the key when I'm not there is like, right. Just go ahead and go in. Otherwise, touch base with me and say, hey, I'm looking for my necklace. Is it cool if I pull up real fast and look? I know you're not around. You went to the store. And then I would either say, I'm going to be back home in an hour. I'll meet you there. Or yeah, go ahead and look. But if you would have gave me a forewarning, and I would have said, I'll be home at 7.
Because I already know I have my stuff laid out bed. And I don't want you seeing all my stuff.
My freaky shit.
My freaky deaky essentials. And you know what? That is a violation of privacy, because that's not cool.
No.
Especially if she already knows her friend's not with it. She probably really didn't want her to see the shit.
That's too much. I would have been like, girl.
And then the lecture. First of all, you're not lecturing me. You're not lecturing me. If you're concerned about something, we can have a conversation. But you're not going to lecture me.
Talking about you worried. For what? It's sex. A little freaky kinky. My own goddamn business.
I think that she was wrong. I don't think the friend is an asshole for not just letting it go. There needs to be a real conversation had, because there's been some boundaries crossed for show.
And now she has to take her key back. Now she can't even rely on her.
No.
Like, damn, girl, I gave you a key for an emergency, not for you to just pull up and hop out, air out.
And then judge me.
Coming in my house, sitting at the dining room table. What are you doing sitting down?
And that was weird as well. Like, what was she sitting there for?
Why are you seated? Be moving around this bitch. Like, girl, I came over to look for my, you know, like, move around.
Be looking for your necklace.
Be looking for your shit. And first of all, send me a text and say, hey, I pulled up at the crib. I know you're out. I'm here looking for my shit. If you pull up, let me know. I'm going to walk out.
Right.
Since we're socially distancing. Stupid.
These people are weird and probably not black.
What? There's never a way in hell.
A lot of these Reddit stories, I'm just like, what are y'all talking about? Would I be the asshole?
Let us know what y'all think. Has anybody violated your privacy like this?
Has that ever happened to you before?
Never. You're the only person who I've ever given a key to my house who's not like my mom. And you ain't ever pulled up when I ain't been there. Not unannounced.
Yeah, that's
never. And seen any of my BDSM.
That's never happened to me before.
Never.
That's never happened to me before. I can't. My friends have more sense than that.
Like what?
Common courtesy. Even without a key, I usually say I'm on the way, except for today.
It's okay.
But usually I say I'm on the way, especially like, and usually like my friends know I'm coming. Like, even if I don't say I'm on the way, there's been a conversation that you're expecting me to pull up to your home. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I never just do a pull up and slide and knock on the door. I always be like, you at home? I'm a few minutes away.
Yeah.
I'm a slide on you. Something like that.
But we're not just pulling up. And then going into the house and looking for shit. Like,
and then sitting down.
And then sitting down.
Why are you seated?
Weird.
That part would have had me like,
I would have been scared. Like, I would have been like, okay, you're sick.
I wasn't expecting you, sister. That's what I would have said. Like, girl,
imagine
coming home
from work and I'm just sitting on the couch with Gatsby.
I would be like, Brittany, what the fuck are you doing here?
You would probably be like, I think something's wrong with Brittany. I came home and she was just sitting on the couch.
I would be like, girl, why didn't you tell me you were coming over?
Right.
That's probably what I would be looking like. Are you good? You need something? Why you didn't tell me you was coming in?
Right. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Only time you need to do something like that is if you're in danger or it's an emergency. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, if I was in harm's way and had to hurry up and run out of my house and run to yours or something like that.
And get all the way in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way.
And then, like, I hit you up after I'm in, like, Germany. I had to get over here.
There would still be reason of a hit up.
Exactly.
There would still need to be, you know, communication made. I'm here in your home. Don't be alarmed. And just let a bitch know you're here.
That's all you had to do. Just let someone know.
That you're here. Because then I'm not scared when I come in.
Yeah. That friend's weird. And I think that she needs to be dropped.
Drop her. There needs to be some space in between.
Yeah.
Some space. And probably got to take the key back.
She did take the key back. But
it won't be given back.
The friend was like, it's not fair that she took the key.
And then why are you thinking about that?
It's my key. I gave this to you for a little bit of trust and you broke it. So no, give me
my my ex used to try to do that with my house key.
Like, keep your key?
Keep my key.
Mine too.
And then I'm like, hey, I gave you this out of necessity if I need to have you come in.
Right.
I'm not home. Or if I'm like, oh, just pull up at the crib and I'll meet you there. Girl, he took
ownership of the key.
I'm like, what are you doing here?
Oh, you know what? Mine did too.
God.
Like, I would be asleep.
No.
And that's why he thought we shared the apartment. But we weren't sharing the bill.
Yeah.
The rent.
And that part was, that's
so clear there's no way we could share the apartment. Right. The duties weren't shared.
No.
So anyway, like I would be like sleep or, you know, whatever. And then he'll be like, oh yeah, I'm going to come over. Or maybe he wouldn't even say I'm going to come over there. I'll just be sleeping. The nigga will come over.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, okay.
You're here.
Of course, we're in good terms. It's like, I'm not really tripping. But then once we would not be on good terms, I'm like, give me my key.
Period. Well, you know, that's the first thing we want.
Give me my key.
Give me my key.
And then he was like, no, I'm not giving you the key. And I'm like,
not the key. It's my key. What the fuck you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then one time I had took the key. I had revoked the key. Mm-hmm. And so I had went out of town and I gave him my key. You know, because I knew I had to get that back. He went to Home Depot and made a copy of my key. I'm like, so now I can't even leave my master key with you. Because you're going and making copies of my key.
No, hell no. It was just my gate key. It wasn't my door key.
That was a new key code I learned. I'm like, I'll give you a key so that when I leave and I know that you're coming, I can leave one of the doors unlocked.
God.
Well, you can't gain access without me knowing.
It was my gate key. And I'm like, bruh, give me back my gate key. Because I used to have to buzz myself in. And then he would just be pulling in like he was paying bills. I'm like, give me my motherfucking key. Why am I buzzing myself in so you can have access?
Right, no.
Ghetto.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But I ain't going through that no more, y'all.
Oh, no. If you get a key, we have signed a lease.
Yeah, there's no key.
Together.
There's no key.
A joint lease or mortgage or title, whatever it's called.
And I stopped doing that a long time ago. Like, when he would come over after I got the key back and no longer needed that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I was like, just lock the bottom lock.
Towards the end?
I'm like, lock the bottom lock.
Towards when we got to the end of the road, he didn't have no key.
Yeah, I'm like, just lock the bottom lock and you'll wait outside until I come home. Seriously, I'm like, I'm on my way. We'll come at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a boundary.
For sure.
And that's a benefit of being in a real relationship and deciding to pay bills. You get a key.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you got to wait for me.
Otherwise, you give an inch, they take a mile.
Otherwise, no, you got to wait for me. Sorry. Yeah. So that's that on that.
So yeah. Anyway, let us know what you thought about these scenarios, what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess we'll end it here.
And we'll talk to y'all next week.
We hope you all have a great week.
Love you. Bye. Thank you.